Item 10, please.
Item 10, from the Milwaukee County Clerk, requesting that the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors approve the intergovernmental agreement between Milwaukee County and its municipalities for the purchase of election equipment.
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Mayo.
I move adoption.
Supervisor Mayo moves adoption.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. County Clerk Joe Zarneski with me is Juvietta Henry, our elections director. And what you have before you today in the resolution implements the proposal you approved in the budget to cooperatively purchase standardized election equipment throughout Milwaukee County, cooperative purchase with Milwaukee County and all 19 municipalities. I will note that this has already been approved by the Intergovernmental Cooperation Council by unanimous vote and would encourage your approval.
Thank you. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the clerk has noted, this was approved by the ICC. As it is an agreement between the county and municipalities within the county, it does require then ICC approval.
That is my understanding, yes.
That's by Act 14. So that has been met, and if it has not been done, Mr. Chairman, I would move adoption.
Mayo has moved adoption.
Thank you, Supervisor Mayo.
Just to clarify, the ICC has voted already?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Correct. And what was the vote?
It was a unanimous vote.
Of those present in voting, which has always been a... What's that? He was there.
So City of Milwaukee did not vote?
He was there. Barrett was there.
Did
yes.
vote?
Yes.
No one voted against it. Who was present and Barrett was.
And, of course... The county clerk is going to be responsible for the contract with regard to programming, et cetera.
There will be intergovernmental cooperation agreements with each of the 19 municipalities relating to the purchase of the equipment. Then we will have a separate intergovernmental cooperation agreement with the City of Milwaukee for programming, which should save us a significant amount of money in terms of programming costs, because unlike a private vendor, the City of Milwaukee, by law, cannot make a profit on what it does. It can only charge us for its actual costs. Mm-hmm. So that should be significant savings. I will just tell you that my office has been working with all 19 municipal clerks who are responsible for elections in their municipalities. We have met with them twice on this issue. We've had a real good working group. And in fact, this is probably a model of not only intergovernmental cooperation, but also intragovernmental cooperation. We have an internal working group, which includes Corporation Council, the Election Commission, the Budget Office, DAS, IMSD, the City of Milwaukee Election Commission, like I said, all 19 municipalities. And we've really been working together to implement this, and we're hoping that it will be a great success and save everyone money and also improve election night results reporting as well, make that much more efficient so you won't have to wait till midnight or 2 in the morning to get your election results.
I do think the county board tweaked the resolution just a little bit, kind of putting you in charge of that contracting, even though we're still going to have City of Milwaukee do it, correct?
Yes, that was what was in the budget.
I specifically was contacted by the clerk from St. Francis. Their concern, of course, was, and I've talked to Mr. Zarneski, they're one of the smaller municipalities in the county, and they were concerned if you're going to have the City of Milwaukee do the programming, that they're the little guy, they're going to get served last, and how do they make sure they get the service? And I guess the buck stops with supervisor or clerk, elected county clerk, Joe Zarneski, which I think is a good thing, but the buck stops there, correct?
That is correct. We are responsible for administering that contract or that intergovernmental cooperation agreement for programming.
So St. Francis has someone to go to if they feel they're not getting the service in time to get their election put together.
And that is exactly what I told the municipal clerks at our last meeting that we had, that we will implement this in an efficient and timely manner, because just like many of them, I have to run for re-election, and if it's not done well, the voters of Milwaukee County will respond accordingly.
And I personally think you're working with one of the finest groups of people you will find out there. All my clerks, and I can just speak for my cities, these are fantastic people. They really serve, government people serve the public. And for all the negative stuff that's out there, you have some really good people in government that serve the public, run the elections. This is democracy. It's not a noun, it's a verb, and it's an action verb. And I think you're working with a great group of people, and I'm just going to ask, do you agree?
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Thank you.
Are there any of the communities that are not expected to participate?
No, we have all 19 municipalities who right now are, we anticipate are participating, which frankly is surprising to me. When we initially went into this, I thought if we got 15 or 16, we'd be doing well. Right now we have all 19 municipalities have agreed to participate.
Okay, glad to hear it. The acting mayor in Glendale didn't seem to know that her community was on board, and that threw me off, that whether there was some disagreement or something.
Well, ultimately, like I said, it's a tentative agreement, I guess. Ultimately, it won't be fully agreed to because until each municipality, their village board or their city council and mayor will ultimately have to approve an intergovernmental cooperation agreement between Milwaukee County and that municipality for them formally to approve it. So I guess you could say there is still time for people to back out if they don't want to. But again, this is the assurances that we gave to all the municipal clerks that ultimately the decision will be made by their village boards, their city councils, their mayors, and their village presidents.
I guess where I was on that was this idea that it was sort of this one-time offer to purchase for them. There's no one that's in a situation where they've just bought equipment and would need to repurchase, or
some have newer equipment than others. There are some that have very old equipment, you know, 10 or more years old. Mm-hmm. There are some that have bought equipment in the last 4 or 5 years, and those are the ones that we thought might be reluctant to participate. But quite frankly, with the county paying 70% of the cost of this new equipment, it's a good deal, even for those who have newer equipment.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Supervisor Haas. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I was wondering, can we be very quickly appraised of what sort of voting equipment will be purchased through this agreement?
Sure. What we are purchasing is the the DS-200s, which is currently the only reader, scanner, a tabulator that is currently approved by the State of Wisconsin Government Accountability Board, and I'll defer to Ms. Henry to give you a little bit more detail on that, and she might even have some extra brochures if you're interested in the technicalities of that. If you just want to maybe tell them a little bit more about the machines themselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors. The DS-200 will, I want to address Supervisor Jurczyk's question about with programming of the elections, the programming will take place. All of the county will be programmed at one time. The county election office will be responsible for burning what's called the Prompex, which is actually a device just like a stick. We would be responsible for burning those for the other municipalities. The city would just burn the ones for the city. But the machine itself is pretty high-tech. It would allow the individuals to, not only on election night, all of the information will be provided via on the stick, memory stick, and that will be then modem into our office, and we will then be able to automatically have the returns probably, I'm guessing, before 8:30 every election night. So we're really
Will all the volunteers who are working the captain chiefs at those polling polls, will they be able to understand how to work this? So you have that by 8:30 that night?
Absolutely. When the polls close, and they close currently when the polls close, they have to print the button, and when they hit that button, the results will then be modem into our office automatically, right? There will be extensive training of all of the poll workers that will take place with the contractor, ES&S, and that will take place hopefully throughout the summer. It is our intent to implement the new DS-200s for the city of Milwaukee for the April election, but we will not implement that countywide until the 2016 elections.
You can wait until then.
Well, because there's no other elections after April. Right. We only have one countywide election this year, and that's in April. So.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So are these would I fill out a ballot as I have done?
Correct.
So, marker.
Complete the ballot. I believe they're ovals that you use, and then you insert the ballot into the machine like you do currently, and any errors made will come up not on the tape but on the actual screen. So if you overvoted or if you cross over and voted, it will tell you there, and then it will give you an opportunity to return the ballot. And when returning it, you will then be given another ballot to correct your error.
So my interest, Mr. Chairman, so we're going to have, voters will fill out this paper ballot?
Correct.
Put that into the machine, which will scan it, and very quickly scan it and have the results right away. Well, how long will we have then the physical ballots? We'll keep the physical ballots that were...
Right, but we will continue keeping the physical ballots under state statutes. It's 22 months, I believe, for a federal election, and 30 days after other election if there is no recount in process.
Great.
And another added advantage of this new machine, in addition to reading and scanning the paper ballot and retaining that paper ballot, it also automatically makes a copy of each ballot. So we also have an electronically scanned copy of each ballot as well, which can then be used to, if something were to happen, you know, to the paper ballots or something like that, we would have that digital copy of each paper ballot as well. It's automatically made as it's right into the machine.
Excellent. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. We have a motion for adoption. Another motion.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Weddle?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion that item number 10 be recommended for adoption prevails.
Right. Item 11, please.